Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this Neuralink brain chip is fascinating. Elon Musk has this brain chip startup called Neuralink. And we got to see live streamed what it did to the first patient implanted with it. Pretty cool. Nolan Arba, a 29-year-old patient, was paralyzed below the shoulder after having a diving accident. He was able to play chess on his laptop and move the cursor using the Neuralink device. The implant enables people to control a computer cursor or keyboard using only their thoughts. Very, very cool. Arba had received the implant from the company in January and was able to control the computer mouse using his thoughts, according to Elon Musk. And Arba said that the surgery was super easy. This video was streamed on Musk's social media platform X. He said the implant procedure only was easy. He was released from the hospital one day later. Has no cognitive impairments. He said, I had basically given up on playing that game. He means chess. Or the game Civilization VI. He said, you all, Neuralink, gave me the ability to do that again. And I played for 8 hours straight. Very cool. Elaborating on his experience with the new technology, he said it's not perfect, and they have run into some issues. He says, I don't want people to think that this is the end of the journey. There's still a lot of work to be done, but it has already changed my life. According to Reuters, Kip Ludwig, former program director for neural engineering in the U.S. National Institutes of Health, said this, what Neuralink showed was not necessarily a breakthrough. It is still in the very early days of post-implantation. There's a lot of learning on both the Neuralink side and the subject side to maximize the amount of information for control that could be achieved. But it was a definitely positive for the patient to be able to interface with a computer that they were not able to do before the implant, because you need to use your hands. And for you to be able to use your mind, this is huge. Last month, Reuters reported that the U.S. FDA inspectors found issues with record keeping and quality controls for animal experiments at Elon Musk's Neuralink. This was less than a month after the startup said they were cleared to test their brain implants in humans. So, I know Elon Musk has been, kind of a thorn in government side, but this is pretty cool, and this is mind-blowing in terms of what we could do to help paralyzed individuals function, communicate, call 911. If you are able to, if you're paralyzed, use this sort of technology to be able to link to your computer and call 911 or to converse and be able to, you know, get yourself help. It's mind-boggling. It's fantastic. You know, being a quadriplegic after a quote-unquote freak accident, you're never the same. I really do believe, because some doctors have spoken and said, look, you know, is it worth going through all this if their life longevity is not there and they're paralyzed? I really do believe that we are going to be able to cure people of their paralysis. It's going to take time. And I know the longer you're paralyzed, the harder it is. But I think we always, you know, we should never give up hope. And that what we are able to do with technology right now and with neurosurgery and with implants and, I mean, honestly, the nervous system, that's the most intimidated of the system. I mean, look at our hearts, look at our brain, the inner working of this. But basically how this kind of works is bypassing the area that is hurt and being able to connect, you know, if let's say the brain can't tell the arm, you know, to do things, they could, though, still be able to have connections to other aspects of the brain. By the way, you know, Arbaugh is from Arizona, Yuma, Arizona. He was a student and athlete at Texas A&M. In 2016, he was working as a summer camp counselor for children. And that's when he suffered from an accident that left him paralyzed from the shoulders down. They say it was a diving accident. And so he's learning Japanese and French, also using Neuralink. This is really, really cool. And so it's not perfect, obviously, but there, and I think, you know, there has to be some charging done to these things. I don't know all the ins and outs of how, you know, this would be then used practically in you know, other patients. But all I know is this is just some fantastic technology. And so kudos to Elon Musk for, you know, coming up with this. You know, he is definitely making, whether it's space, whether it's the electric car, whether it's social media. Yeah, I mean, I'm a fan. I mean, I know he spoke about having to use ketamine, you know, to be out of a bad mindset. I know he's been very controversial with a lot of things. But all I know is we need people like Elon Musk to help make changes. And sometimes it is the money. You know, and dealing with the FDA is not easy. Now, and you know, I hate to think that there are certain medical conditions that cannot be overcome. Look at what we've been doing with cancer. Look at Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter. 100 years old, still alive with stage 4 cancer. All right, there's a lot more work we need to do, but, you know, kudos to all the work that's been done. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, a couple messages I got regarded taking online courses and getting degrees, like your MBA, your master's, your bachelor's online, and you know, does it matter if, in terms of employers, if somebody saw that it was an online course? One emailed me after we talked about the bar and law schools, how some law school law legal boards, law boards are thinking about not necessarily requiring you to pass the bar. In Washington and Oregon, they're now considering alternate routes so you don't have to go through the bar. So years ago, if you went to an out-of-the-country medical school, so let's say you went to the Caribbean for medical school. Years ago, that was not looked upon favorably. Now it's much different because these schools overseas are pretty damn good. But the reason why there was this bias that some programs had, if you went to an out-of-the-country school, is it wasn't so much the school. The schools were pretty good. The bias was that you couldn't get in to a domestic or contiguous United States or Hawaii or Alaska school. And that if you went to the Caribbean to medical school or Mexico or some other place, it was back, you know, decades ago, it was implied that you got rejected from an American school. Now, if you were overseas with the military and all that, that was, you know, you could explain it. And so, but I don't think the training done at these schools are subpar at all, because you still have to pass the boards. You still have to pass tests. And now that there's a lot of programs and prereqs being done online, you can do your math online, you can do some of your science online, we've started to shed some of the stereotypes of online schooling. And now we have online MBA programs, online bachelor's programs, online associate's degrees. Why not? I'm a fan of that. If you're home and you're working a job remotely and you have all this extra time and you're on the clock, you know, that, you, and you don't really want to leave the house, you don't want to look like you're not working, yeah, study. A lot of us have studied on the job. I mean, make sure you're still doing your job. But why not increase your education, your credentials? I think it's fantastic. But what you have to be careful of is where you're going. Now, online college also has scams. And you have to be very careful who you're giving your money to. There's been lawsuits of some of these programs that have scammed people. But, you know, it, when you do fill out, you know, submit your resume or your CV, and you talk about your degrees and where you went and where you studied, you have to name the company or the university. And so you want to make sure that university or that school is a well-known name. Now, I get there's a lot of startups, and power to them, you know, but New York Post did an interesting piece. Looking at taking an online course, be aware of 6 red flags that it could be a ripoff. They say the average course costs $1,400. Sabina Hitchin, the CEO and founder of Press for Success, says you need to make informed choices. The opportunities, inside information, experts who are now at our fingertips, it's like nothing we've ever seen. But just as with any new exciting field, you have to filter out the bad when consuming the good. And there's very little regulation with the online education industry. Scammers and grifters are running riot, taking advantage of this lucrative market. It is the digital Wild West, she calls it. So she says there are 6 things you need to look out for. One is if there's not clear course offerings. When you take a course, the objectives should be there. And the objectives are basically there, what's it called? When look at how I'm having a kind of, it's like your contract. The objectives have to be met. When I taught courses, I had to choose my objectives very carefully. Because if I was not going to include all those objectives, you can't list them. You also want to make sure that that course offered the objectives that were needed, not the objectives that you wanted. And so that's kind of your contract. Were those objectives met? If the objectives aren't met, you get your money back. So there has to be those objectives, clear course offerings. So avoid courses that appear to not have clear structure or seem disorganized. If there are unrealistic promises, if this online school or online university is saying, we will get you jobs, everybody will get jobs, really? You got to be careful with that. Some influencers have courses and are bringing in money, claiming they're going to make you successful like they do. And I know there's a lot of, like, Jordan Belfort, right, Wolf of Wall Street, he did courses, things like that. It's a way to make money. And you are allowed to teach and inspire people as you wish, but you can't make false claims. You can't say, look, if you do what I do, you're going to make millions of dollars. Because you might have made millions of dollars the Jordan Belfort way, which the Wolf of Wall Street movie seemed to show and exemplify. Although now he's probably making legitimate money still. So you need to, you know, if they're being very, if they're promising this to try to, you know, listen, if a really good school and a school and university say, look, you know, this is what we have. This is who's teaching the courses. Here's the faculty. This is their background. Then you could look it up and you could do your own research. If there's limited access of support, if you have a teacher or a professor, you need to be able to access them. Now, I looked at teaching for an online school, and they paid very, very little, but they charged a student a lot. Now, I always wanted to make sure students got their money's worth. So when I taught at another university, I was there 24/7. They could call me at night. They could call me on the weekends. Well, that's hard to do when you're not being paid that much and when you have to work. And so if the staff is underpaid and not as accessible as you need them to be, that's not a good program, especially when you're paying thousands for the course. So definitely read the reviews and look at what other students say, saying, look, they just throw the content online and then nobody's there to talk to you. Now, that's a problem. They also say avoid people or programs that pressure you. I looked at an MBA course because I just felt like I wanted to enhance, you know, my education. And I never got an MBA and I never got a JD. And I'm very interested in getting a law degree. Just because I love education, I love being in school, I love studying. Don't ask. I know. And this MBA school kept calling me. All I did was, you know, all I did was put my email in so I could get a little bit of written information by email. These people would have stopped calling me. Well, that's a little odd. And they seem pretty aggressive. Okay, remember, schools are not supposed to be in the money-making business. Okay, schools are supposed to be there for you. You're not supposed to make a lot of money, although now these universities are. People have figured out that you could make a killing. Students are borrowing tens of thousands of dollars for your school. And then taxpayers are being asked to write off the debt. So, you know, I agree. Those are some things you have to kind of watch out for. But if you want to, you know, continue your education, what I would first and foremost do is figure out what is it that you need. Don't just get an MBA so you could say you have an MBA. What is the type of job or type of career you want? And if you notice that they all need MBAs, well, that's one thing. But like me in radio, when I started radio, I asked some radio individuals who were pretty high up in radio, so should I be going to broadcasting school? I feel like an imposter being on air, but I didn't go the route as many people on air. And everybody told me, no, don't go to broadcasting school. You don't necessarily have to. And I know some of you guys are like, can you please rethink that? But no. They said, look, you have your doctorate. You have what you're talking about. You have experience in business. You're a mom. You're an educator. That experience is fine. Yes, you know, there are some tips and a lot of things that broadcasters do that you can learn from, but it wasn't as necessary for me to go and get a broadcasting degree. So figure out what it is you want to go into and what are their qualifications. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. hearing extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve is deciding to keep interest rates stable for now. The target inflation rate... still too high. Nevertheless, the central banks hinted at three upcoming cuts sometime this year. These cuts would mark the first decrease since the onset of COVID-19 in 2020. Currently, the federal funds rate's at its highest level in over 23 years. The price at the pump is climbing. USA's John Schaefer.
On Wednesday, gas was averaging $3.51 per gallon nationwide. That's according to AAA. But Tuesday, the pump price was just $3.48, 3 cents less. California drivers face the steepest prices, averaging $4.93 per gallon. The most affordable gas is in Mississippi at $3.06.
As of early Thursday, the national average price for regular unleaded gasoline stood at $3.52. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we talked about the Neuralink brain implant. Now listen to this. A pig kidney has been transplanted into a living human for the first time. A pig kidney. It was genetically modified and successfully transplanted into a living human. The recipient should be leaving the hospital pretty soon. It is a 62-year-old man living with end-stage kidney disease. His name is Richard Slayman. He's recovering well and is expected to be discharged just days after the surgery. This is the first time a pig kidney has been transplanted into a living human. Makes it a huge milestone in the field of xenotransplantation. This is being reported by New Scientist. Xenotransplantation is a transfer of animal organs to humans. The success was the result of work from thousands of scientists and physicians over several decades. That's according to Dr. Tatsuo Kawai at Massachusetts General Hospital. They say our hope is that this transplant approach will offer a lifetime or a lifeline to millions of patients worldwide who are suffering from kidney failure. I cannot tell you how kidney failure affects so many individuals, especially Americans, and the cost, and how, unfortunately, untimely deaths. And if we could replace a kidney and transplant a kidney, it could be huge. We don't have enough human donors. Humans donated kidneys, we just don't have enough. I understand there's some religious reasons behind some of it, also risks. And to be able to use a non-human kidney, it's huge. Now, this isn't the first pig to human kidney transplant. We've performed it five times in the past. These were people who were declared brain dead, kept on life support. The most recent took place July 2023 by Robert Montgomery at NYU Langone Health and his colleagues. But the kidney functioned for about a month, no signs of infection or rejection. So this surgery took place March 16th. The procedure lasted 4 hours. The kidney began producing urine and waste product creatinine soon after. Slayman has been able to stop dialysis, meaning the kidney is properly functioning. So as you know, what kidneys do is blood, your blood goes through the kidneys. The kidneys have to filter it like a pool filter. It has to keep what needs to be kept in the blood. Your proteins, your salts, your electrolytes. But if you have too much of something, too much sugar, it dumps it. Too much protein, it dumps it. Too much of something toxic, it'll dump it. It'll combine this with water to make urine. It goes through the ureter from the kidney to the bladder. So you're not peeing 24/7. You have a bladder that'll hold it. And then it'll tell you when it's time to pee. Or sometimes somebody will be really funny, you'll laugh, and then the pee will just come out. And it comes out of your urethra. That kidney has to be very smart, has to understand what to keep and what not to keep. For a pig, it might be different than a human. So they had to modify it genetically. Dr. Kwai and his colleagues performed this surgery March 16th. The organ was produced by the pharmaceutical company eGenesis. They breed pigs that have been genetically engineered to carry certain human genes and to lack a particular set of pig genes that are harmful to humans. These genetic modifications reduce the likelihood of transplant rejection when the immune system attacks the organ and causes it to fail. These genetic modifications, therefore, will allow a human to not think it has pig in them. Mr. Slayman, the patient, is getting a cocktail of immune-suppressing drugs, not actual cocktail. We're not talking about, Appletinis here. But he has to be on immune suppressants so that the body isn't freaking out and allows the kidney to start taking hold, start working. Let the body slowly get used to it. Right now, there is no sign of rejection. Now, it's only been a few days, but he's able to walk on his own, able to make urine. This is huge. Now, why did he need it? Well, he has type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, kidney disease, and he had previously received a human kidney from a donor in December 2018, but the organ showed signs of failure 5 years later. He had to go on dialysis in May. Dialysis is artificial filtering, where your blood goes through a machine to do what a kidney used to do, and you have to do it multiple times a week. It's not fun. It's expensive. And it's debilitating for many. So he started dialysis in May of last year, but then experienced complications. He had to go to the hospital every 2 weeks, and then he started to really suffer with his quality of life, and he's only in his 60s. 100,000 people in the United States, according to New Scientist, are waiting for a kidney. An organ transplant. 17 of these individuals are dying every day. The U.S. FDA has authorized the experimental transplant for Slayman due to lack of other treatment options. He would have died without it. So Slayman said, I saw it not only as a way to help me, but a way to provide hope for the thousands of people who need a transplant to survive. So only two other people have undergone a xenotransplant. But remember, those were pig hearts. genetically modified pig hearts. One was David Bennett, who sadly died 2 months later because of complications from a pig virus called porcine cytomegalovirus. So as such, scientists have had to genetically inactivate this and other viruses, as well as what Mr. Slayman had with his pig. The second recipient, a man named Lawrence Fossett, died from his transplant rejection 6 weeks afterwards. So it's not easy. And it's not easy to talk about, you know, these procedures being done, these expensive procedures, these procedures where people have hope only for the body to go no. Now remember, your body's very, very smart. Your body is brilliant. It knows when something's fake. We could genetically modify and we could maybe delay that, but if we could delay your body waking up and figuring things out for 5-10 years, that could still be huge. But the most important thing is don't let yourself lose a kidney. Try not to get the diabetes. Diabetes is horrible on kidneys. I've had family members, friends die because the diabetes affected their kidneys. My father had a massive heart attack because of his diabetes. Diabetes accelerates people's death. Now, I understand a lot of people have diabetes. I've both sides of my family full of diabetes. Diabetes is not easy, but you need to be in control. You need to get your sugars in control. You need to monitor your kidneys. We have a lot of individuals managing their diabetes over the phone. I support that if you can't get it to your doctor, but that's not encompassing all the health care you need. If you have diabetes, you need somebody examining the heart. You need someone examining your eyes. You need somebody examining your kidneys and your kidney function. These people losing kidneys are because their diabetes was not in control. And sometimes it's just not your fault. You have a very aggressive diabetes. We're learning that there's multiple different types of diabetes, not just type 1 and type 2. There's latent onset, autoimmune, type 3 diabetes. There's now, we understand that there's multiple types of diabetes. What we don't understand is people blowing off their diabetes. I'm seeing people with diabetes eat like crap. You need to save your kidneys. You always have to protect these kidneys. If you don't have to drink alcohol, don't. Alcohol can hurt the kidneys. If you don't have to take a slew of anti-inflammatories and ibuprofen, don't. If you don't have to overeat meat, right, and make sure you're getting nutrients, do that. If you're hydrating with water, you need to drink water. Don't overdrink, but make sure you're hydrating and helping these kidneys out. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I was really lucky as a kid. The only thing I had with my eyes was I needed to start wearing glasses when I was 11 years old. And I hated having to wear glasses. My teacher saw me squinting in class. I didn't notice. Then she had me check my eyes. My mom took me to an eye doctor, and then I was bawling because I did not want to wear eyeglasses. I wanted to be like my dad, did not want to be like my mom. My mom wore glasses. There was such a stigma with it. Now it's better. Glasses are cool. A lot of cool people wear glasses. I'll sometimes wear glasses even for fashion. But when I was growing up, I hated it. But some of my friends had lazy eye. Lazy eye, or amblyopia, is where one eye is not moving the same way another eye is. But there's an interesting study saying that kids who had lazy eye are more likely to experience high blood pressure, obesity, metabolic syndrome in adulthood, therefore also putting them at increased risk of heart attacks.
This is a new study led by UCL researchers. The study was published in eClinical Medicine. And the author says they've identified a correlation. It doesn't necessarily mean if you have lazy eye, this is definitely going to happen. But they looked at data of 126,000 participants aged 40 to 69. And this was the UK Biobank. So these were British patients. And participants had been asked during the recruitment whether they were treated for lazy eye in childhood and if they still had the condition in adulthood. They were asked if they had a medical diagnosis of diabetes, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, angina, heart attack, stroke, things like that. They also measured their cholesterol levels, blood glucose, BMI, and the researchers found that from 3,238 participants who said they had a lazy eye as a child, 82.2% had persistent reduced vision in one eye as an adult. The findings showed that participants with amblyopia as a child had 29% higher odds of developing diabetes, 25% higher risk of high blood pressure, 16% higher risk of having obesity. They were also at increased risk of having a heart attack. Okay, now that's not good. I mean, as having lazy eyes enough on these poor kids then, you know, to think about all these other risks. They said the increased risk of health problems was found not only among those whose vision problems persisted, but also some extent of participants who had amblyopia as a child and 20/20 vision as an adult. Now, the correlation was not as strong, so even if it was corrected and their vision was better as an adult, there was still a higher risk. So amblyopia is an eye condition that affects up to 4 in 100 children, so 4%. In the UK, all children are supposed to have vision screenings before the age of 5 to ensure a prompt diagnosis. We also screen all infants and children for eye disease. And so it's interesting. What makes this story interesting and this study interesting is something that happens to kids before they eat a bunch of fast food, before they choose to smoke, before they choose to not go to the gym because they're young and they're active and healthy. This might be a marker of them struggling later in life. Now, then the question I would ask is, well, was it the parents that did it to them? If they're at higher risk for diabetes and high blood pressure, what are their genetics? Did their maternal and paternal genes that are putting them at risk also affecting the eye? So the next question that needs to be answered is, all these kids with lazy eye, do their parents have heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, or is it strong in the family? Now, we have diabetes all over our family. Thank God my kids do not have lazy eye. So just because you have diabetes doesn't mean your kids get lazy eye. But so obviously you have to look at the question the other way. But where this helps is if you do have a child that did have this, they should be aware that they may be at higher risk for things. Right now, that's one of our best offenses, is the defense and playing defense. So one of the best things we could do now is, you might be at higher risk for diabetes, or you are. Now that you know, what are you going to do about it? Well, I'm going to lay off the alcohol. I'm going to lay off the sugar. I'm going to exercise more. I'm going to stop the heavy, you know, meat intake and the heavy carb intake, and I'll eat more lean meat and vegetables. Not everybody does that. But, you know, knowing that there's diabetes in my family, I've always exercised. Even when I was on bed rest, I exercised in bed. I mean, I've always exercised every day because of the diabetes risk. And thank God I don't have diabetes yet. It'll come. I mean, everybody in my family gets it, but at least I could put it off as long as possible. Amblyopia is where the vision in one eye does not develop properly and can be triggered by a squint or being long-sighted. And, it is a neurodevelopmental condition that develops when there's a breakdown in how the brain and the eye work together. The brain cannot properly process the visual signal from the affected eye, and it usually causes reduced vision in one eye only. Many children don't notice anything wrong with their sight because their other eye is compensating. So when you cover up an eye to do a vision test, and then all of a sudden they squint and they have issues, then you could help diagnose it. A recent report from the Academy of Medical Sciences involving some researchers from UCL Great Ormond Street Institute for Child Health has asked policymakers to address the declining physical and mental health of children under five and to prioritize child health. I would also echo that, and we need to protect our kids' eyes. What we're doing and what we're allowing with screens and TikTok time and computer time, not good. And so, you know, I just kind of told you how we can't blow off the kidneys, can't be blowing off the eyes. And our vision could be a sign of our health. Hearing. You know, when you lose your hearing, are you losing your hearing because you're starting to have dementia or cognitive decline? Or will the loss of your hearing cause cognitive decline? I just saw a recent family member who was only in his 40s really struggled to hear. Now, I'm a little nervous with that. Kind of young for a hearing disorder. Now, I mean, grew up in the 80s, so listened to a bunch of, you know, rock music, but still. Now, get your hearing corrected. If you have a hearing issue, I understand hearing aids are expensive. I get that. And that sucks. I really wish we had better coverage for hearing aids. They're slowly starting to become over-the-counter and things like that, but I get they're so expensive. But do not go without managing your eyes, managing your hearing. And I know, I'm with you. I sometimes have the thought, well, I should have a hearing aid. Not because I can't hear, but I can't discriminate sounds. If there's a bunch of people talking to me, I don't know what anybody's saying. And I have to be in a quiet room. I love my studio because I can hear perfectly in here. But if I'm at a party, it's called the cocktail party effect, I can't hear what anybody's saying. And it just, words get dropped. It's horrible. It's like bad cell service. And so, but part of me doesn't want me to get so used to the hearing aid that I don't keep working on my hearing. And don't think like that, because if you start to notice you're isolating, you're not hearing important things, you're blowing things off, like the quiet talker in Seinfeld, where he didn't hear what she said, and then that caused a whole big mess of things with the puffy shirt. Don't go there. Get your hearing checked, because the longer you go hearing impaired, the more it could be related to dementia and other issues. Just like with your eyes, get your eyesight evaluated. You, having cataracts, you know, your quality of life improves so much if you get your eye issues taken care of. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.